We're going to go to the animal world because I've been waiting to hear the details on this for a few days.
It's a beaver, and it was trying to break into my house.
Animals attack.
My husband was working on a lawn, and the duck was trying to attack him.
With Brad and John.
To see, you know, a full-size elk standing in your downstairs living room.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know they could do that.
Animals attack on a golf course. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way. However, we may engage in some reckless, careless, slanderous speculation. What is our animal?
The animal in question is a bobcat.
On a golf course.
That's right. And my first outing golfing of the year is going to be on Thursday. So this caught my eye last Thursday at the Mohegan Sun golf course. Well, in Mohegan Sun. The name of the golf course escapes me at the moment.
So this is in Connecticut.
Yeah, they're in Connecticut. And the golfer, a guy in his 60s and his group of four, are on the tee box at the seventh hole. Before the bobcat makes it to the golf course, the bobcat hits up a farm about an eighth of a mile down the road and attacks a horse. And here's the lady saying she knew something was up at the farm.
The horses were running wild. There were turkeys and deer in my paddock, which I thought was very weird.
She comes out to find the bobcat has basically tried to decapitate this horse. It took part of his skin off his eyes and had slashes all over his neck and stuff. Tried to take the horse down by the head. That didn't work. So apparently the bobcat takes off. The game warden's thinking this thing's got to be rabid.
It is extremely rare. However, when we do get a rabid bobcat, they're extremely aggressive, extremely violent.
So the horse takedown didn't really work. So then he wanders on to the golf course where he sees this group of four teeing off on hole number seven. And the 60-year-old standing there. And here's the groundskeeper who is waiting to rake out one of the bunkers. And he describes what he sees.
We watch the guy hit the ball. And then we watched the guy rolling down into a bunker. We assumed they were two fighting, but from once we got up, we were all in a little shock as what we saw with the cat and the gentleman.
Yeah, the thing is...
So he's rolling in the bunker with the bobcat.
With the bobcat on top
of
him.
The rabid bobcat.
The three other people in the foursome take their clubs and just start beating the bobcat with the clubs.
What are you going to do?
They're attacking this guy's their friend. Yeah. He had cuts to his head, the back of his legs, the thing's tearing him up. So they start hitting beating the bobcat with the golf clubs.
Trying to save his life.
Yeah, and then the bobcat he lays there and they thought, well, okay, that's the end of him. And then the thing gets up and takes off. And then one of the Department of, you know, Ecology or whatever people caught up to him. They shot him in a culvert and whatever and tested him. And yes, he is positive for rabies. That old man's probably going to have to get the shots.
Did they finish playing that day?
The guy's behind him. Hey, come on, Black. Yeah. Can we play through?
Jeez,
while you're stitching him up?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You guys are going to be a while before the aid car gets here. Let us play through.
I hope the course at least said, next round's on us, fellas.
See you at the 19th hole. We got your Miller Lite.
We'll cover you there.